Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host again, as always, Alexa, the dietitian, the sports dietitian. And today we're going to be talking about, or not really talking about, we're going to be addressing underrated versus overrated for nutrition factors or nutrition terms or nutrition strategies and nutrition, just nutrition things. Okay, I'm going to introduce you to five nutrition things. And I'm going to say if I think it's overrated or underrated. And then we'll go from there. I'll explain why and all that sort of stuff. Now, these five things are things that come about very often. That's why I want to share these five for the first one. So keep in mind, this is part one. There are going to be other parts in the future. So obviously, if you haven't already done so, remember to click follow or subscribe or whatever it is on the podcast platform you are listening this on and follow along so you can stay in tune and stay up to date with every single thing that I release pertaining to this and obviously pertaining to everything else. So let's get into it. So the first thing we're going to be addressing is intermittent fasting. Do I think it's overrated or underrated? Honestly, I think it's overrated to a degree because it's come to a point where while it can be used as a decent strategy, what's now happened is intermittent fasting is seen as this holy grail of a diet for weight loss and holy grail of a diet for health, when in actual fact, it's just a tool in your toolbox. It's not any better or worse than not doing intermittent fasting and doing a more kind of structured plan across the day, provided that obviously all your parameters are in place, all your macros and calories and the right foods and all this sort of stuff is in place. Intermittent fasting in itself is not superior in any way. And it's got to a point now where people are hailing it as this superior solution for fat loss. And that's why I think it is overrated to a degree. But had it not reached that pinnacle of, I guess, hype or trend or whatever you want to call it, then I'll probably say that it's kind of evenly rated. You know, it's not overrated, it's not underrated. It's a tool in your toolbox that for some people can work. But yeah, definitely in this case, in society right now, in the space, the nutrition and health space, intermittent fasting has reached that point where I myself believe it's a bit overrated. Even though I myself have used it in the past and still do sometimes. So keep that in mind. Now, number two, protein bars. Now, I think protein bars are actually properly rated. I don't think they're overrated because people don't hail them as this huge kind of game changer when it comes to nutrition. But also, it's definitely not underrated because a lot of people do like to use protein bars, and they kind of see the benefit of it. So I don't think it's underrated and I don't think it's overrated. I think protein bars are quite literally properly rated, okay? Nice and equal. They've got a purpose. People understand what that purpose is. There's no kind of extra hype around it. There's no kind of BS around it about protein bars being this, you know, this quick fix. So yeah, properly rated for protein bars. Number three is olive oil. Obviously, you can also insert oil in general. Now, the reason I chose oil for this one, you're probably thinking, oil? You get asked about oil a lot, really? Kind of, but more so that I see a lot of stuff on like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere there where people are like, oh yeah, nah, that's so much oil. I can't have that. Or, you have to cut out the oil and just use spray oil. Or, you shouldn't be cooking oil at all. Just use this and this and this. Honestly, oil can be a healthy component of a diet. It just can, especially if you use something like olive oil, like extra virgin olive oil. It's honestly a very healthy thing. So therefore, because oil gets this bad rap and because of kind of dieting culture right now where oil is really seen as this thing you have to cut out completely or very, you know, very closely to literally, I think it's underrated at the moment. Okay. Because of the low calorie trend, I honestly think that olive oil is underrated at this point in time because it can not only provide great flavor to food, obviously, but olive oil, for example, has so many other benefits beyond just its fat content. And that's why I believe it's underrated because so many people are hating on olive oil and hating on oil in general that, yeah, it gets a bad rap. So it's underrated. Olive oil is underrated. The The fourth thing is pre-workout. Okay, I'm talking about like pre-workout powders and all that sort of stuff. And this one is definitely overrated. People think that you need a pre-workout. You don't. People think that pre-workouts are going to help you, you know, burn fat more effectively. It won't. People think that pre-workouts are going to help, you know, get better results in general when it comes to the gym. It might. I mean, if you can train harder, technically you could argue that. But overall, the way that pre-workouts are used and the way it's touted as this awesome part of a diet as saying that, you know, oh yeah, my pre-workout really makes me kind of achieve these results, it is overrated. Because the actual ingredients in most pre-workouts, when you actually look at them, the actual ingredients that have been shown to be effective in research are things as simple as things like caffeine and beta-alanine and things like that, that you can just get the supplement itself rather than going for a pre-workout that has all these other things usually that may not be good for you and that you're not really even sure about. And that in some situations, if you're an athlete, you've got to be very careful that it doesn't have any contamination with, you know, banned substances. So pre-workouts in themselves, I get what the point is. I don't personally use them, but I don't hate on people for using them. Like, I get why people use them. But overall, I still believe that they're overrated because of just how much people think that you need to be taking a pre-workout to be successful when you really you don't. And then the fifth and final one for today's episode, or today's part one, is diet drinks. Okay, sugar-free drinks, sugar-free Coke, sugar-free cordial, sugar-free this and that. Doesn't matter. Anything that's sweetened with an alternative sweetener that's not, you know, that doesn't have any calories. These things are underrated. Now, that's a weird thing to say. Honestly, for me, when I was thinking about this, I was like, should I say they're evenly rated or underrated? And honestly, what kind of pushed me over the edge to go underrated was the fact that they get so much hate for no necessary reason from a lot of people right now. A lot of people think that they're toxic. A lot of people think they cause this and that and cause cancer and all this sort of stuff. And because of that, I think that they're underrated because honestly, they can form a great part of a diet where you can cut out the calories from, like, let's say sugary drinks. They still taste just as good to me, at least, especially something like Pepsi Max, which is, yeah, the best drink. Then, yeah, I honestly think that they're underrated because of the fact that there's too much hate for them for no reason where they could form a great part of a diet. So, yeah, they're definitely not overrated. And I, like I said, I was nearly going to say perfectly rated because there are, you know, I believe they're still quite popular. I see it all the time, people drinking it. But I would go underrated just because of the hate that it receives lately. I had to go underrated. It pushed me over the edge. I had to do it. Sorry. Okay, so quick recap. The five things I discussed today was intermittent fasting, overrated to a degree because of the reasons I mentioned, being overhyped as a solution for fat loss. Number two was protein bars, which honestly wasn't overrated or underrated. It was properly rated. Okay. Number three was olive oil or oil in general, and that's underrated, especially because of the hate it receives in the low-calorie trend in today's society. Number four was pre-workout, which I said overrated for the simple fact that while I get the premise behind it and I get how it, for certain individuals, is not going to cause them harm and stuff like that, it is a bit overrated in the sense that people tend to think that it really is this thing that they need to be taking. And then number five was diet drinks or, you know, sugar-free drinks. And they're underrated simply because of the hate they receive for no necessary reason. Okay, so I hope that clears that up for those. I don't know if any of those surprised you about what I answered. I'd be curious to hear. Send me a message on Instagram. Okay, just search me up, The Climbing Dietitian, nice and easy. Send me a DM. Say you listened to this podcast episode and tell me which one surprised you. But yeah, that's the first five I wanted to share. Like I said, stay tuned for part two in the, I don't know when. It's not going to be next week, but sometime in the near future, I'm going to release a part two. So stay tuned for that. Of course, if you enjoy my podcast, if you enjoyed today's episode, if you enjoyed other episodes that you've listened to, if you haven't listened to them, go back and listen. There's some great episodes out there that I've released that really will help you. Then drop me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Okay? I really appreciate it. It's a great way for me just to grow this podcast, reach a big audience, reach more athletes who really need help with nutrition and kind of be that ear strategy, the strategy in your ear to help you level up your nutrition. So yeah, if you don't mind and you do enjoy my podcast, I really would appreciate if you do drop me a 5-star review. Now, other than that, if you've got any questions regarding today's podcast or any topics that you would like me to cover, send me an email at alexa@theclimbingdietitian.com.au. It is in the show notes below, so you can find me there as well if you want to know exactly how to spell Alexa and exactly how to spell The Climbing Dietitian, because people have mucked up both of those, okay? So it's in the show notes below, as well as other links that you might be of interest to you, such as my free nutrition cheat sheet, which will teach you how to understand macros better and how to construct a meal a lot more effectively. So that's in the show notes below. But until next time, I hope you stay safe. I hope you have a good one. And I'll talk to you next week. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.